innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and joining me today, I got Renee.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Ain't nothing, just hot as fuck out here in the Florida weather. Fucking sucks. It's hot as balls out here, dude.
Yeah, we had like 2 days for 80 degrees, and then went up straight up to 90s.
Yeah, yeah. It's straight up summertime out here. Yeah, so how you doing, man? What's going on?
Pretty good. Kind of normal week. Nothing too crazy.
That's good.
We got our second shot, which I'm happy. You know, we got that taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's pretty much it for the week. Nothing really exciting or anything. Kids are good. I'm good. Chilling.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Have you watched anything?
Nothing really stood out this week, except for what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
I saw Nobody. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah. We kind of touched on it a while ago.
Okay.
When they were in the works of actually putting it out and stuff.
Yeah, when that trailer came out, that was pretty big. I saw it. I expected a much better movie by the way they hyped it up. It's pretty good. It's just it gets a little silly, and it really doesn't take itself seriously. And it was pretty good. I mean, it's good, but like not great. Like I kind of wanted something much better from this, especially from Bob Odenkirk, because I know he can do some good stuff. I think that was like the only thing I saw this week.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's like the only thing that stands out. And even that wasn't that memorable. Like I said, it's worth a watch, but I was like, you know, this is not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Is it one of those like, I could have just waited to watch it later on when I had nothing else better?
You know what it is? It could have been anybody in the role. Like, it didn't have to. Like, right. It's such a generic version of that, like, it could have been anybody playing the role. Like, it just so happened to be Odenkirk. But, like, it could have been anybody. I think that's why I didn't really get into it. Because I'm like, all right, because it's really meh.
Okay. So it could have essentially been like a B movie without, you know. Could it have been a better B movie if it wasn't like for Bob Odenkirk to be in the lead?
I mean, yeah, like honestly, you literally could have put anyone in that role and it would have worked.
Okay.
So it wasn't, but that's like that's more the movie's fault than his fault and the script's fault. Right. It's worth a watch, but like I said, like nothing too crazy or memorable. It's like a B movie version of John Wick.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
it's a very try hard movie.
Nice. Okay, so it was like he was just trying. He was just shooting it into the wind and shit.
Like, let's see what happens. It's cool because there are. That's the other thing. Like, there's not that many fight scenes, right? So like, there's like a major fight scene on a bus. They kind of show bits and pieces of it in the trailer, but like it's actually a really long fight, and you can see that he did it and like he got ready for it. You can see that he was like he knew what he was doing when he was doing the fight. It's actually really good, but at the same time, like I said, like you could have put anyone in that movie. Like I want you to see it and then like let me know what you think, because like I said, like it's like an hour and a half. It's not like a major thing to watch. It's just like I said, it's a really meh movie.
Okay. So this is one of those movies that like it could have waited to actually be on VOD or whatever instead of actually going to theaters. So this is one of the first theatrical things.
I was like hella confused because I know it came out like I think 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and I thought it was going to be on demand immediately, and it took like a week for it to be on demand.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, at least it didn't pay too much to it.
Trying to think, I watched anything, but yeah, no, I think that was like the only movie I got around to watching this week.
Okay, that's cool. As for me, I pretty much I watched a few things. The big thing that actually stood out to me, I actually watched it today. Other than what we're gonna talk about later, But the thing, the one thing that I watched that like really stood out the most to me was I watched this today on HBO Max was That Damn Michael Che. Michael Che, who we know from, of course, from SNL and stuff. He has his own HBO Max, which he kind of fucking jokes about throughout the entire thing. It's a whole sketch show from him. It's about 6 episodes long. Each episode is about 20 minutes, so it's not like a crazy long time that you're going to be spending watching this. But it's actually really, really funny.
Okay.
Like, the skits are really good. All the cameos that are in there are really good. And it's cool because, like, every single episode, it's like a long, drawn-out sketch that has little things in the middle. That's actually really, really funny.
Gotcha. All right.
It's really, really funny. Like, there's a lot of good shit in it. It's real funny. It goes from the whole Black Lives Matters and police brutality and all that shit to like dudes being alcoholics and women, you know, gaslighting a lot of dudes and stuff like that. It's just all over the place. It's really, really fun. It's a really good
one. Who else is in it?
It's mostly his show, but there are other comedians that show up in it, like Chris Estefano, who does he does Chrissy Chaos now, is a whole podcast for him. Colin Quinn shows up in one episode.
Oh, okay.
There's a few people. It's not like big roles. Method Man shows up in an episode.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really, really good. His episode is actually really funny too. But yeah, it's a lot of good shit in the episodes, and like I said, it's short, but it's a really good watch. It's definitely all right. Worth checking out.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah. Another thing that I watched that was actually pretty cool was what was it? I think that probably was the only thing that I was like, okay. And then whatever we're gonna talk about later.
Oh yeah, you should watch Kung Fu, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I started watching Kung Fu. I'm about 3 episodes in of the first 5 episodes that's aired. And of those 3 episodes, I'm going to say, like, I know you've watched it before, but like, I really, really enjoyed it. It's really a good series.
Yeah. I'm glad you checked it out. I'm glad you liked it. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very, very excited to see where the series is going to go. Especially since like it is a spinoff, or not even a spinoff, but like a reboot of a known and loved series from the early 70s or whatever. It's really good that they did it and actually made it, like, they didn't whitewash the show and they made it seem real authentic
to
that whole culture. It's really cool. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad that that CW is actually putting it out and actually put some real hard work into it, because it actually works and it shows.
Yeah, it just got renewed for a second season.
Yes, it did. I'm excited, man. I'm excited to see what's gonna come out of this, and excited to see where it's gonna go, because from what it looks like, it looks like it's gonna be a real promising type season, especially now that they kind of, like, it's kind of a bit of a spoiler, but they kind of going towards, like, you know, some type of supernatural type thing that, you know, it gives them powers in a way, the things that they're looking for. So we gotta see where it goes. I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with Kung Fu. Sucks that there's no David Carradine, but it's okay. but it's a really, really good show. I'm excited for it. And I guess that's pretty much it for this week, other than, you know, the what I just spoke about. So I guess we can get into the geek shit for this week. There really wasn't a lot of geek shit this week, and that sucks, but it's okay. It's okay, because there's a lot of other shit that we can talk about after the outro. Yay. For those that are interested, because we've just been teasing it. We're going to be talking about the Bad Batch after the outro. So if you want to listen to the Bad Batch, stick until the very fucking end, because it's worth it. some geek shit for this week. We got an interesting note. Of course, you know, I actually do love the Flintstones, and I've been a fan of the Flintstones since I was a wee little dude. And I did not know, because of course I wasn't paying attention to it, but I didn't know that the Flintstones actually came out with a spin-off series that basically followed Pebbles as when she grew up. I didn't know that. I was completely unaware of it. It came out in 1993, but it turns out that that we got the green light for a Yabba Dabba Doo series, or Bedrock, that is technically going to be a spin-off series, or like a sequel series to the original that came out in 1993. And that's going to be really cool. It's going to be headed by Elizabeth Banks, and it's coming to Fox. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
That's supposed to be animated?
Yeah, it's animated. It's an animated adult comedy series. So it's going to be kind of like, you know, with the adult jokes and stuff like that. So it's not going to be for kids and stuff. So it's kind of going to be something for us in a way.
Okay. I mean, I used to watch the Flintstones when I was a kid. Yeah. I don't hate it. Yeah. I just, like, I mean, it might be a good idea, but it's like, it sounds like they're starting to run out of ideas. Like,
yeah.
Because I haven't thought about the Flintstones in years. So, like, yeah. I mean, to me, it's just like a weird thing to make a show out of for now, but I mean, whatever. Right. Let's see how it works.
Yeah, that's the same thing I'm saying. I'm like when I heard the news, I was like, "Do we really need this right now? Does it really matter? Does anybody really give a fuck about the Flintstones anymore?"
Yeah.
Yeah, like even when they did the whole, you know, the live action movies, after all, nobody really cared about those either.
Yeah.
Because they weren't that great at that point either.
I always forget those.
Yeah. Those movies were... The only one that was okay was the first one, and then the second one was like... Eek.
And even the first one wasn't that good. Like.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. It wasn't that great. John Goodman did good. Rick Moranis was okay in it. But Rosie O'Donnell is fucking... as not woman, but the other girl was like, why? But besides that, like it wasn't something that was like, oh, I need to watch this because I love the Flintstones. No, like for this, it's pretty much kind of in the same boat for me. Like I really didn't. I'm not that invested in like 30 years since it came out, since I watched it, because I watched it as a wee child, like I said, and
show
almost 40, so
that show, yeah, like that show was on TV forever, man. Like it was supposed to be like a cartoon version of Honeymooners, and that shit was on forever.
Yeah And then they had the spinoffs which was the fucking the Flintstones kids when they all were children, which was kind of weird, but it was still kind of fun. I actually enjoyed the shit out of it, but we got a lot of cool shit out of that, which was, you know, Captain Caveman, which was one of my things. I fucking love Captain Caveman. But I kind of want to see what they're going to do with this show. Okay. They haven't really announced who's really going to be voicing a lot of it.
What's it going to be on?
It says it's going to be on Fox, but it's also yeah. But it also is a Warner Brothers product, so it might wind up on HBO Max eventually. So I don't know how that's going to work out. But right. But yeah, it should be interesting. The original TV show actually had Megan Mullally do the voice of Pebbles, so it'd be interesting if they bring her back for the character. But as far as we know, Elizabeth Banks has something to do with the show, so we'll see. Then some other shit that came out this week. Something that's actually kind of exciting is that Marvel did a huge announcement of things to come, and it wasn't necessarily of things to come, but more like, oh, check it out, because I know we all know what's coming for this. We all know that, you know, they've already announced a bunch of shit, and then we got the news that, of course, they are going to be releasing Black Widow in theaters, which is kind of sad because, of course, you know, we want to see it on HBO on Disney Plus, but it's okay.
Yeah, they want to see it on Disney Max.
Yeah, you got to pay to see it on Disney, but
Disney Plus, yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay. I can live with that. I can live with the fact that like it's already gonna be out there, and we don't have to wait too much longer for it because it comes out in July, on July 9th. But then we also got a more detailed look into Eternals, which we haven't seen anything out of since like 2 years ago when they actually announced it. And that's pretty cool. What we saw in the little trailer, even though it was just like a little hint of something, it was actually pretty cool what we did see. So, for those that don't know, the Eternals is basically going into the ancient beings that were living amongst Earth for thousands of years, and it's really interesting to see how what's happened and what's going to be happening in this, because of course there's a lot of backstory in it, because of course what we don't know is where these ancient beings have been this entire time. And from what could be is that, they've all pretty much, from what I remember is that they kind of lost their minds, their thoughts or whatever. And they've just been living like regular humans. And that's what it kind of looks like in the trailer, or the little bit of a trailer that we saw.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this. Of course, we have a huge fucking cast, and we got a little glimpse of fucking of them using their powers and stuff like that, but not as much. But the big glimpse that we got to see was actually Angelina Jolie there, being a complete badass, kind of like an Athena type character, and it looks pretty cool. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, it looked good.
It does look really, really good. Then we got news that Spider-Man is going to be in December, which we knew already. Doctor Strange number 2 is going to be in March of 2025 next year. Thor is going to be in May. And then
Loki is two days early. Next month.
Yeah, that's that. I was going to get to that after we spoke about these. But yeah, we can talk about that. Loki was already set to be to come out. When was it in what was it originally supposed to come out?
That Loki? Friday.
Yeah, it was supposed to be on Fridays. On Fridays in July. But they pushed them up. So that way now pretty much all the Marvel stuff is going to be coming out on Wednesdays for Disney Plus. Or at least for Loki is going to be on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And that's going to be pretty cool. Because of course now we don't have to wait for Fridays. And then we're just gonna have to wait Wednesday, but it's okay. It's okay because it'll split the week in a good place. Because of course, a lot of people in the summer don't really do shit until Friday. They'll go out on Friday, so they'll be missing out on the stuff. And Friday being and Wednesday, it'll be a good day for it. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with that. Then to continue with the Marvel stuff, we actually got an actual title for Black Panther 2, and it's going to be called Black Panther for Wakanda Forever, which of course it's pretty much goes on the tagline of the first one, but it's kind of interesting. We don't know what's going to be happening to it, because of course it's no more Black Panther technically, so they could just bring somebody else in to do it, as far as one of his sisters, or the people that are in Wakanda or whatever. And of course, according to the rumors, people are saying it could just be Michael B. Jordan coming back after the blip and all this shit, even though he did die, coming back as we're gonna put him as as a new Black Panther or something like that. But that'll be stupid, because of course, like I said, he died. But everybody's like, oh my God, they should bring him back. No, that doesn't work like that. But some other shit that came out with
the other one was Marvel's. Like they
yeah, I was just about
oh, to Oh yeah, sorry. Sorry.
It's all good, it's all good. We knew that Captain Marvel was gonna be coming out, and of course we always thought it was gonna be Captain Marvel's too. But we got news that in November we're gonna be getting the Marvels. So instead of just being Marvel by itself, of course we also knew that Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, is going to be in this after after the the Miss Marvel TV show is going to be on Disney Plus. But being that it's going to be called The Marvel, is going to have, of course, it's going to have Brie Larson as Captain Marvel, the new girl as Kamala Khan, and they're also going to be bringing in Melissa Rambeau, who we've seen in WandaVision as part of the Marvels. So possibility of her actually coming through this as Photon, or as, you know, another version of Miss Marvel, because in the comics she was Miss Marvel as well, or Captain Marvel as well. And also the possibilities from what I've read and what I've heard is that the actual Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, her character starts to lose her powers.
Okay.
And so in her losing her powers, Monica Rambeau would possibly take up the mantle afterwards. So who knows? Skeptical thoughts, you know. Things that are just popping in my brains, could be it.
I honestly like don't have any interest in that part of Marvel Universe. I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't know what it is about that movie. Like, I keep trying to watch it again and I just can't get into it.
That's fair. That's fair. It's not for everybody, but it's still kind of cool. I enjoyed it when it came out. It was fun. It was a fun ride.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did too, but like, I try to watch it again, and I'm just like, okay, like, doesn't do it for me, I guess, anymore. Yeah, that one, okay. At least, the first got the Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, but we can only wait and see what's going to happen with this, of course, because we don't know what's going on with Kamala Khan. Of course, we've seen little bits and pieces of, you know, what her character's going to look like and how she looked in the actual comic, in the costume. And we've seen what Monica Rambeau looks like in WandaVision, so we can just wait and see what's gonna pop off in the Marvels in November of next year, and then another year after that in 2023 in February, we're actually gonna get the Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Was going to be pretty cool. And one of them, like we've mentioned before, Kang the Conqueror, of course, going to be getting that. That's going to be fucking cool. Because Kang is one of the biggest badasses in the universe. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. And that's going to have homie from what the fuck is the show on HBO? I forgot the show.
Lovecraft Country.
Yeah. He's going to be Kang. So I'm dope to see that shit. And Peyton Reed.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah. And then Peyton Reed set to direct again. So yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool. And then, of course, you know, we have Guardians 3 in May. And just a brief glimpse of the possibilities of Fantastic Four coming soon. And that's going to be fucking cool. But of course, you know, we've had a lot of Fantastic Four shit in the past. None better than the other. They've all been pretty much garbage. Let me say this. Like the first Fantastic Four movie had promising moments. Not the best. The second one was garbage, and then the reboot of it was absolute dog shit. But it had its promising moments. It had a really good cast, well, a decent cast, like Michael B. Jordan, we continue to talk about all the time. He was, you know, he was Johnny Storm. That went nowhere. but yeah, like it kind of sucks that it went to the thing, but. But we'll see what's going to happen for the new Fantastic Four, for the new first family. Now that's going to be in part of the MCU. Yeah, and that's pretty much it for the Marvel stuff. Then we got other news that Warner Brothers is in search of another director for another Spider-Man movie. Another Superman movie. Why the fuck is Warner Brothers going to look for a Spider-Man? But But yeah, Warner Brothers is looking for another director for a Spider-Man movie. It's not just a regular director, but also a black director for a new Superman movie. A new Superman that's going to be playing a Kryptonian hero, so another Superman, but it's actually a black Superman. What? But from what I'm reading, it's not that it's just going to be another black Superman, but that's not just another black Superman, but it's actually Kal-El, a black Kal-El. So that's kind of what I've read around the interwebs or whatever. But this is also the one that's basically done by J.J. Abrams, so that's going to be interesting. Also, this doesn't necessarily fall into the DC Extended Universe as well. So it's its own standalone thing.
I mean, if it's really stupid, they could just like put it on HBO Max. But I'll see what happens. I'm not into the character, so I don't really care. I think it's an interesting idea for them to do it and have a black guy do it. But I cannot wait to see the reaction to this from the fucking idiots. I mean, they're already kind of upset about this and talking shit.
Oh yeah, of course. It doesn't surprise me that everybody's talking shit about it already.
I mean, which is great for the movie and for the whole idea. I mean, it's been done in the comics a couple of times and it worked out pretty well. I mean, the comics have taken way more risk with Superman than the movies ever had. I mean, mm-hmm. the closest controversial Superman casting, I think, was when they tried to do the thing with Nick Cage.
Yeah.
But with Superman, they've always tried to kind of like play it safe. So it should be interesting to see how they do this. Just to have finally a really new take on the character. And I mean, I'll check it out. If it's supposed to be good, like, you know, I'll see it. But I'm just really curious to see how they pull this off.
Yeah, me too. Like, I really want to see what they're going to do with it. Of course, you know, it's one of those beloved characters that isn't really beloved here because I don't give a fuck about him either. But but yeah, it's one of those characters that brings, you know, the hope for a lot of people. I don't know why, but you know,
I don't either. I mean, I know people love the character to death. I mean, I've seen so many Superman tattoos and fucking cosplays and all that shit. But just the character is just boring to me. Like, always gravitated towards like the street characters when it came to stuff like that. Which is weird. I never really realized that until pretty recently. but like, yeah, I was like Batman. I mean, Batman was a, you know, one percenter, but whatever. Like, he's Batman. Yeah, like, I mean, I was always into, like, you know, yeah, street people, like Spider-Man, Punisher, Batman. Mm-hmm.
People that are down to earth.
but, like,
literally.
There's just something about, like, the DC comics and the way they did their stuff back in the 80s. It was just, like, really different than Marvel. And some of the stuff was really good. Some of it was just not for me. Mm-hmm. But, I've never been able to get into Superman. I've tried so many times. I've seen the movies. As a kid, I loved the movies, but, like, yeah, it just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, same here. Like, I can give a fuck less about him. Like, my favorite one is, of course, you know, the Donner cut of the fucking Superman. But
yeah, I grew up with that movie.
Yeah, that shit is fucking great. Like, I fucking love that shit. But besides that, like,
yeah,
I'm saying. And of course, Superman and Lois is actually pretty good. But besides that, like, I don't really give a fuck about it. But yeah. Superman, Black Superman, bring it on. It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. Am I going to watch it like first day in theater? Well, probably not. But if it shows up somewhere, possibly I'll watch it. But of course, you know, for the show, it's for research, of course. And then some other shit that came out this week. Something that I found endearing to my heart because, of course, I love this. But Muppets. The Muppets, something that, you know, has been played around for a while on ABC and now it's going on Disney Plus with, you know, the Muppets Now and stuff like that. The Muppets are going to be doing a Halloween special. And it's going to be called The Muppets Haunted Mansion. and it's gonna be fucking awesome.
It's a special or a movie?
It's I guess it's kind of like a movie or a special. I'm considering it especially because it's coming out for Halloween.
Okay.
So you know they're doing here it is. It's the Muppets Haunted Halloween Haunted Mansion special will see Gonzo spending a night in the Haunted Mansion and will have appearances with some of his fellow Muppets, as well as celebrity cameos and musical numbers. Gonzo and Pepe the King Prawn, announced the special on a video on the Muppets YouTube channel, describing the terrifying tale of total scariness. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be exciting. I'm excited to see it. Fucking love the Muppets. Gonzo's one of my dudes, man. Gonzo's my homie. We go way back. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with that. And I guess that's pretty much it for the Geek Shit for this week. So before we go to the rest of the show, which is going to be spoilers for The Bad Batch, or for the first episode of The Bad Batch, because of course they've already dropped two episodes this week, but we're only going to do episode one. Because episode two, we weren't expecting it. We didn't think about it until today, pretty much.
Yeah, I just saw it the other day again. Like, I think Wednesday. It must have been Wednesday.
Because it came out on what was it, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came out on Tuesday, which is the first episode, which was May the 4th. And we was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty much it for the week. And then 3 days later, Friday, we got episode two of The Bad Batch. And I was like, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I didn't realize it either until you said it. Like, I'm going to watch it after this.
Yeah, so yeah, we'll be talking about episode one of The Bad Batch in just a little bit after we go to our outro song. So if you're not looking to listen to it about The Bad Batch, go check out everything on industrygeeks.net. Go do that. Check out the links to all the cool places. And we will be back after we listen to Light the Torch and their new single called More Than Dreaming. It's actually really cool. I've been a fan of Light the Torch for a while. Got to see him a couple years ago. And I'm excited to see them put out more shit. So we'll be right back.
You can smell it even when the wind
Yay. Yay, musics. All right. So we are back. And from what we were saying, we are going to be talking about the Bad Batch. For those that are uninitiated, we know that the Bad Batch are basically a set of clones that are pretty much altered in a way that they don't really follow directions, as you know most clones do, because of course, you know, all clones are pretty much like, oh yeah, we're gonna do whatever we're told, and that's pretty much it. With the clones being, you know, being the way that they are at the moment, and they've pretty much been phased out of existence in a way, because the Empire is no more pretty much at this point. They're looking at different ways of doing the whole system of getting stormtroopers, and they're like, fuck it, we're getting rid of these clones, because of course, fuck these clones, because we don't want to do these anymore. And we have these ragtag group of clones. Of course, you know, they do whatever the fuck they want for the most part. And it's a badass fucking show so far.
Yeah, that first episode is really good. The clones have had some of their programming redone to, like, oh, what the fuck was up with my stomach every time I try to talk. The clones in the Bad Batch are like a special crew that have had their conditioning and their programming like kind of altered through like a mistake or like with tech. Like, he got blown up, so they had to put him back together, and like a lot of his stuff is cybernetic. So, you know, his commands don't really work with the way a normal clone trooper works. And yeah, like the other one's like genetically altered, so he's like bigger than the other guys. Yeah, it's like smarter, bigger. The other one's like a sniper, so I guess they mess with his DNA in his eyes or whatever, and his conditioning. The other one is forgot the guy. The other one's name, Tank, I think it was, or forgot. Tech. Anyway,
Tech, the tech dude.
This Hunter, one that right? All the Hunter's computers the main and guy, shit. Right? Yeah, yeah, no, I said that one. Hunter's the main guy, right? Right, so Hunter's like, you know, his abnormality is that he's actually a good leader because he can make his own decisions, and they don't really follow orders really well. And in the Empire, in the Republic's eyes, and in the you know, Tanwi and the cloners, to them that's kind of like it's a fault, because they're supposed to be able to follow orders without thinking, and these guys definitely don't. And it's a really good introduction for them. I'm not a big fan of the Clone Wars cartoon, so I'd never seen them. And I didn't really follow them until the show started. And like, yeah, they're in like the last two seasons. And there's a lot to like about this show, man. Like, it's a really cool like kind of bridge after the events of Clone Wars and leading into like, I guess, the events of episode 3 and directly into the episodes and directly into the actions of episode 3. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with the Order 66 and all that stuff happening. And then just like the background stuff and the lore, like, it kind of helped fill in a couple of blanks.
It fills in a lot of blanks, because of course we didn't know what happened to the clone troopers. We didn't know exactly, like, we know of course as, you know, fans of it and all, but
even really, like, they never like officially, yeah, like, they never officially said this is why we switched over to soldiers by the time of Star Wars and New Hope. This is why we've switched over, we don't have any more clones. But this is like officially explaining how and why that happened. It's actually a really good explanation for it.
It's a great explanation, actually.
They actually show like a female version of the clones, which I was always thinking about, like, why they didn't have any like female clones, but I guess it would look kind of weird. But yeah, like, it's funny because like I figured something was up with them, like, either they're gonna have to replace one of the crew or something was going to happen with the girl. Like she looked the way they draw her. She looks like a girl version of Baby Boba Fett. So yeah. I was like, there's something to her. Like, something has, she has to be. Like, mm-hmm. nobody other than, like, a clone would be around the cloners. Like, they don't have, like, human people working for them. So I was like, it's kind of interesting that they have a clone working for them. And, like, I didn't think she was a Jedi. So, you know, I was like, yeah, all right, cool. Like, let's see what happens. But, yeah, it was a really cool twist that she's, like, a female clone of Jango. And, yeah, like, she ends up being part of the crew. The other one that was really cool is, like, the Jedi in the beginning, that's supposed to be Kanan. That's Kanan before he became Kanan.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that was cool, too, because they've only shown, like you know, kid Kanan in a couple of comic books that Marvel did.
You don't see a lot of him anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, he talks about it in Rebels, but it wasn't really, like...
It was more like a myth.
Yeah, he didn't really go into detail, but, like, yeah, like, his Jedi Master... Yeah. He was a Padawan and a Jedi Master, and they were with the Bad Batch. And when Order 66 happens, they were the Bad Batch, and the Bad Batch is like, yo, what the fuck's going on? And they received the order. They just decided not to do it. And, which is another thing that they kind of had never showed. I mean, they showed a couple of things in the last season of Clone Wars, but like I said, I haven't seen it. They kind of talk about different perspectives of Order 66 and what happened during episode 3. Well, the one thing that, like, one of the things that cracks me up about this is, like, a lot of people gaslight the prequels.
Yeah.
A lot of fans now, and we've talked about it before. It's like a lot of fans want things to be the way they want it to be, so they tend to convince themselves that, like, something that's really bad is actually really good. Like the Mystery Science Theater people, like, they tend to do that. And a lot of people, like, gaslight themselves about the prequel movies and even the sequel movies, because I'm like, yo, like, they're not that good. Like, they're okay.
They're not.
Like, the original trilogy is, like, way fucking better. And the prequel's horrible. Like, episode 1's a shitty movie. It literally has, like, 5 minutes of good movie in it. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, more than 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. Attack of the Clones is goofy from the title to the end of the movie. She's really stupid. Episode 3 is, like, the best one, and episode 3 is where, you know, Order 66 happens when Palpatine takes over. So it was really cool, like, having, like, something, you know, like, we're filling in more backstory that, like, we really kind of wanted. Especially, like, older fans, because, like, a lot of that stuff before Disney took over, like, they had kind of, like, gone into it, and there's a bunch of really cool novels and stuff about, like, the Clone Troopers, and they went into, like, you know, how they were, how they think, how they act. But we've never seen it like this, like, you know, officially on screen. It's really cool. It's more like Rebels than Clone Wars, because I know you haven't seen Rebels, or, like, you haven't seen all of it. But yeah. I really dig the way they did the animation. It feels like an evolution of the two styles that they did for Rebels and for Clone Wars.
Yeah, because the Clone Wars star is something that the animation, like, I didn't really care for, because, of course, it was too boxy for me.
I can't. Like, I try to go back to the first season, dude, and I'm like, they look like fucking... they look like bobbleheads.
Yeah.
They look like Funkos. And I'm like, yo, like, it's really distracting.
Yeah.
First two seasons, like, I couldn't get into it. And then, like, after season 3, they started kind of, like de-boxing the people.
Right, they started giving them actual shapes to their faces and shapes to everything, instead of just, you know, having lines everywhere.
Yeah, because I mean, I know what they're going for. They were going for, like, a marionette kind of, like, puppet look, but like, once you kind of, like, make it a real show, you can't really go with that. That's style's not pretty. Like, it's a weird way to animation. And yeah, like, I love the way they did it. Like, it still has that, like, hand painted kind of look to them, but. Right.
But it actually works for this. It works for this.
Yeah, it works. That's the thing. Like, when I watch Clone Wars, the fucking animation is like, distracting, which is why I was able to watch Rebels, because it's, like, it's more cartoony in Rebels. It's more, like, kiddish. But, yeah, like, even with that, like, it's a really good-looking show episode. Yeah, the first episode looks great. Hopefully, we'll, you know, the rest of the show will be that good. I really dug it. Like, I was pleasantly surprised, because, like, yeah, I might go back and watch the last season of Clone Wars that was on Netflix first, and yeah, it was It was something that came out, like, we knew it was coming, but I didn't realize, I didn't think it was gonna be this good. Like, I was like, all right. Tells a really good story. Yeah. You actually end up, they explained so much in that 1 hour of TV. Mm-hmm. So what did you think of it?
I fucking loved it. Like, I wasn't expecting it to come out this week. Cause I don't remember them saying it was gonna come out in May. I could have swore it was gonna be later on, but it just could be me just like not paying attention. But
there's a lot coming out this year. Like,
yeah,
so I totally get it. Fucking Jupiter's Legacy came out today. Like, I didn't
know. I didn't
realize. I was looking at Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's so much coming out. I was like, okay, when is this coming out? And then boom, it's there. But actually watching this, and like, it made me feel like, holy shit, like, I want to see what's going to happen now. Like, it, like, I'm fully invested in this. Like, I really want to see what's going to happen. Like, I'm excited in the characters. I actually do enjoy a lot of these characters. The dude that the sniper that wound up going to the other side toward the end of the episode,
Crosser.
I really enjoyed his character. Like, I was like, okay. And another cool thing, I didn't notice until the end of the episode, but the whole Bad Batch is voiced by one person.
Yeah, D. Bradley Baker. yeah. He does every voice for the clones.
I was like, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty kooky when you see it. Like, there's a couple of behind the scenes stuff that kind of shows him talking about it. And there's a couple of videos of him actually doing it. He's a really talented voice guy. He's been doing the clones since I think the show started. Shit. It's Clone Wars. It's the beginning of Clone Wars.
Okay. See, I didn't know that at all.
Like, yo, people are really into Clone Wars. Like, I mean, like, religiously into it. And, oh, actually, that was my point that I forgot to make. I was trying to make before I forget. I love that, like, the stuff that comes out. When I was talking about gaslighting, you know, with the prequels, when stuff like this comes out that makes more sense than what the prequels did, like, I love it. That's like, it's something you can show these people. Like, yeah, the prequels are so much, we don't have to explain all this shit 20 fucking years later. It's ironically hilarious to me how other people can take Star Wars and make it make more sense than George Lucas did, and he had millions of dollars behind him when he did the prequel trilogy. So I'm like, Jesus.
And not only just that, but like the fact that like he had so many years between all of it to actually put something together and actually think into why would this happen this way. Never really thought.
Yeah. And it's like the big one was the clones, because it's like a lot of people were confused when the prequels came out that, oh, so they must have been clones and they're stormtroopers. But like, nah, like they would have said something when Luke changed, you know, when they changed costumes or whatever, like they would explain something. Yeah. But nah, they didn't. And then, like, you know, the shit comes out 20 years later by people nowhere connected to fucking Lucas or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like they make this shit make sense. It was a thought that I had when I was watching it, because I was like, Lucas cannot have made a story like this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sad. It's sad that Lucas couldn't fucking think about that shit, but, you know, it's whatever. I guess he was too busy worrying about making a bunch of other random shit pop into the fucking screen.
But yeah, I stole your spot, man. So like, yeah, you're talking about how you like it a lot.
Yeah, I enjoyed
all the shit that was coming out. You weren't expecting all this stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting any of it. Like, I wasn't expecting to see, like I said, like you said, Kanan or whatever in the beginning of the episode. Also, not just that, but like the fact that Hunter didn't kill him when that was like the main order for them to do was actually to get rid of him and to kill both of them. The fact that they didn't kill him off, and he's like, yeah, I killed them or whatever, and you know, Crosshairs was like, yeah, no, you let him go. And he was like, no, I didn't. Just leave me the fuck alone. So the fact that, like, you kind of see him actually have a heart, you know, when he is just technically supposed to be a bit of a clone or whatever, not necessarily follow. Like I said, like we've said, it's basically him following directions. Like, he doesn't follow directions as he's supposed to. And he does whatever the fuck he feels. And he uses his heart a lot in this. Which is something that I kind of do enjoy about his character. The fact that he kind of becomes closer to Omega is like, okay, like Omega, he kind of gets like a like a master Padawan type relationship with her in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, oh yeah, you're gonna be like, you're gonna be like my kid, my child, or whatever in a way. And he's like, oh yeah, this is your home. You know, you're gonna be with us. You're part of the crew. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with the rest of it. Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Yeah, that surprised me too. Like, I thought they're gonna have the kid Kanan, like more in the episode. Like, I thought it was gonna be him, but it ended up being Omega.
Yeah.
I wonder. Like, I'm pretty sure they're gonna use him again because, like, Kanan in Rebels, like when he first meets the clones that survive, and they run into in the show, he's like really standoffish and he doesn't trust them either. And like, this is why, because he was there for Order 66.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing about like Episode 3, man. Like they focus on the wrong shit. I think the Order 66 thing was a brilliant idea out of like all the shitty ideas that they had for those movies. Yeah, I think the Order 66 thing was like the smartest thing. But like they never kind of showed what happened. It was like, yo, like not all of them could have fucking, you know, done what they were supposed to do, and some had to survive. Plus, yeah, like if you have like you know, imperial bases like all the way out on the outer rim, like at the edges of the galaxy, they probably never even got the message.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting now, like the way they showed it in this episode, like. It was really cool, like, you know, it filled in the blanks in a lot of, like, Star Wars, like, story stuff and canon stuff, like, you know, canon stuff, like, official stuff, like, it filled in a lot of blanks. I really like that, like, they packed the episode with as much, like, lore as they could pack it, and it's a really cool episode story. Tarkin is actually, we didn't even mention Tarkin. Mm-hmm. Grand Moff Tarkin is, like, the main bad guy in this episode. Yeah,
and in this, he's Admiral Tarkin.
Yeah, Tarkin's not, yeah, he still hasn't been promoted. Yeah, because this is during the events, like, this takes place, during the events of,
Right after the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars in Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
So Tarkin's not the big guy that he is now. This is how he starts to get there. I actually really like the Tarkin stuff. I like the way he looks when he comes out in the show. He was in Rebels a couple of times.
Yeah. He's all over the fucking place. Fucking Tarkin never dies. He makes me think that he's a fucking clone too, but but yeah, it's fucking cool. I really like the way they did it. I love the way they ended it off with you know, a bit of a cliffhanger in a way. Like, okay, where are they going now? What are they gonna do? What's gonna happen with, you know, with Omega? How are they gonna train her to be, you know, just like them or whatever? It looks fucking cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with the rest of the show. Like, there's so many unanswered questions in a way, and I just want to see where it goes.
I was like you about it, because like it wasn't really high on my radar, and then I was like, fuck it, I'll check it out. So I was pleasantly surprised. It's actually really, really good. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure why people are complaining about it, because some people are, but nah, it's good.
Yeah, like I told you, some people were complaining about the fact that it's a Clone Wars spinoff that nobody cared for, or nobody gave a shit about. I'm like, dude, it's something that's actually better than a lot of shit that's come out for a while. So shut the fuck up. And it's characters that you don't know much about in general. So like, the fact that you're getting total new characters in the Star Wars universe that you don't really know of, when you're complaining about a whole trilogy that came out after the fucking thing, you know, that you didn't like, so you fucking deal with what you got now. Like, come on, people, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up and watch it. Like, people are such fucking assholes about shit. Just fucking watch shit. Watch it, man. And enjoy it. Like, I don't get it. Those are probably the same people that are like, oh yeah, the Force Awakens was the worst thing ever. But yeah, we have a whole new set of things that they gotta complain about that shit too. Come on, man, shut the fuck up.
You and I kind of like stopped complaining too much. But as somebody who really wasn't a fan of the Clone Wars, and I had no interest in any of this shit, I just saw it like for shits and giggles, and I was actually really surprised. And as far as like But I mean, I said it before, like, if you don't like something, just don't watch it. Like, I mean, especially with like Clone Wars stuff, like, there's what, like six or seven, no, like eight seasons of that shit on Disney Plus, you know? Mm-hmm. Just watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't like the movie, just watch the fucking show, the cartoon. And it's funny because there was a Clone Wars cartoon as well that came out before the actual television series.
Yeah, that's up there. They put it on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
Clone Wars shit in general.
What's that guy's name? The one who did Samurai Jack, Tchaikovsky, something like that?
Yeah. Glendy Tchaikovsky or whatever. Yeah. Long ass Canadian name. but yeah, dude, it's fucking cool. I love what they did with the show, and I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with the rest of the series. So we'll see how it works out. See if it's gonna be, you know, a multiple series type thing, or if it's just gonna be a one off. Hopefully it's not just a one off. Cause I wanna see what they're gonna do with the show and how they make things work with it. I like it. I'm down for more. Give me more. Yeah, man. That's good shit. You got anything else to add to it?
No, I'm going to go watch the second episode as soon as we stop. So. Yeah.
That's fair. The only thing that I wasn't necessarily a fan of was in the beginning of the episode is that the voice acting was like way off of each other. Like they were talking and they would wait like a whole like 2 seconds before they said something else, which was a little bit off for me. But I was like, okay, whatever. That's just little me being a little dumbass for audio. But yeah, that was just me just annoying my annoying thought that was like, why are they wasting so long? And why is Kanan's voice so deep for him to be so fucking young? but like I said, that's just me talking shit. I don't know. Yeah, dude. So yeah, Bad Batch, dope ass shit. Go check the shit out. It's fucking cool. It's on Disney Plus now. We have two episodes, and by the time this episode is up, we'll still have two episodes. But we'll be talking about possibly two episodes next week. So we'll see. We got episode two and episode three coming on next week. So we will see. But until then, go check out everything on innercitygeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit up there. We got this show, of course. We have Bryce with J Presents. We got It's Poppin'. Comics of the World, Manga Time, Anime World, First Watch, Turntable, Webcomic. So much random shit on there. So go check all that shit out. ICGPW Slamcast. I forgot to talk about wrestling. The AEW had fucking Blood and Guts over the week. It was fucking insane. But I guess we can wait to talk about that later. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit on Instagram. Go check all that shit out. You can find the show on Stitcher Radio, on SoundCloud, and on motherfucking Spotify and on Google Plus. On Google, not Google Plus, Google Podcast. Find us all on there. Then you can listen to the show there. Then you can find us on the Twitter at Inner Shitty Geeks, on the Facey Space at Inner Shitty Geeks, on Instagram at Inner Shitty Geeks. And where can we find you, sir?
You can find me at DarthBX, DarthBX, one word. That's my tag on Instagram, Twitter, and the video game, Xbox and PSN.
Nice. And you guys can find me at Mr. Drackle, MisterJackal. That's pretty much it. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. And don't be a dick. But always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Do priests ever have to worry about getting canceled?
No, they just transfer us to another parish.